Welcome to our virtual poster. I want to tell you about kitchen oceanography, experiments that students can do at home using common household items. Kitchen oceanography is a great substitute for doing experiments in a laboratory course when that one isn't possible. We use kitchen oceanography when teaching physical oceanography and climate sciences. But the concept of home experiments can easily be transferred to other fields. If you would like to learn about kitchen oceanography experiments in detail rather than just the general concept which I'm presenting here, please follow the link on our poster to a blog post. One typical learning outcome in laboratory courses is the deepening of understanding of concepts that are theoretically dealt with in a lecture. Another learning outcome in a laboratory might be developing intuition on the one hand, but also checking intuition against observations and explaining counterintuitive results. A great experiment here is to ask students to place ice cubes in two plastic cups with room temperature water, one salt water and one fresh water. Asking students to predict which of the ice cubes will melt faster leads to 90% wrong predictions. And because it is really difficult to come to terms with the wrong intuition, it will lead to a lot of learning around experimental skills. Students will ask themselves if they maybe accidentally swapped the beakers because they didn't take notes of which one was which. They might try to test the water to test which of the beakers contains the salt water. Tasting in laboratory, of course, is a big no-no. And even if the course is on a subject that is not related to ocean physics at all, this experiment still holds a huge potential to practice and gaining appreciation for laboratory skills. A third common learning outcome in a laboratory course is for students to exercise curiosity and practice creativity. Also, a learning outcome often connected to laboratory courses is to develop reporting skills. Lastly, a common learning outcome is to recognize problems and errors during experimentation. Since kitchen oceanography is less supervised than a typical laboratory class, students will inevitably troubleshoot more independently, and it's a good idea to explicitly include reflection on what went wrong and how it was fixed in both documentation and discussion of the experiments. So what could it look like to use kitchen oceanography as fieldwork fix? We have run kitchen oceanography experiments in different instructional settings. Back in the day when we were still teaching in-person classes, in addition to using them as hands-on experiments within class, we gave them at homework. What we had a lot of success with last semester, though, was a synchronous setup. In a video call, students did simplified versions of an experiment, and the instructor showed the full version of the experiment that students would have run in class had that been possible. In our case, the experiments would ideally have been conducted on a rotating table to simulate Earth's rotation. And while I have one in my home, not many students do so. So we asked students to do the non-rotating version at home, while I presented the rotating version. The added benefit was that we took time to compare and contrast the two different versions and were thus able to isolate the effects of Earth's rotation, something we would not have spent time on had students had the opportunity to work hands-on with the rotating tables themselves. The class was taught by a second instructor, which is what we would definitely recommend. Having one person host the meeting and deal with questions and difficulties as they arise, and then have a second person focus on doing the experiments. Thank you for your attention.